This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Mokarum Injury Lawyers, hard as hell to say, easy to dial. Appreciate the folks over at Mokarum Injury Lawyers always supporting O'Dirty. If you ever injured in an accident, I'm telling you, Mokarum Injury Lawyers is the way to go. Also want to encourage everybody out there to download that Odyssey app, man. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Take us everywhere you go. We may give away $20,000. We may give away airfare and hotel in Vegas for four. Hell, we may have a segment that you want to rewind and go on back and listen to. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Keep us, download the app. Keep us on your hip. Take us everywhere that you go. We greatly appreciate everybody out there. Astros Royals tonight at Daikin Park, 7:10 p.m. First pitch. Heard this, boys. Nico Collins is throwing out the first pitch. You think it's going to be all right? You think it's going to be smooth? You think it's going to be 50 Cent worthy?
No, I think he's played multiple sports. He seems like a well-rounded athlete.
Yeah, you know, I've told you before, I'm interested when I see guys that have played a sport, football or whatever, their whole life, and then you see him try to throw something, you're like, good gosh, did you ever play catch growing up? Nico, obviously, I've seen him play catch with the football. I think he does have the ability to at least just step and throw objects. So I think he'll be fine throwing out the first pitch. But Nico Collins,
have you ever thrown out a first pitch?
I've not.
Really?
I think I would go with a curveball. I think I'd break. I'd try to start right about your chin and break it back across the plate.
No. Just you would take a chance of throwing.
I tell you what I'd do.
When's the last time you thrown a curveball?
Last time I threw a fastball.
Okay,
it's been a minute. But I tell you, if they call me right now and say, man, we need you to throw the first pitch, me and you go down in that parking garage and play catch before I left.
Hell yeah.
There ain't no way in hell I'd walk out there. I'd be a lot more confident doing it. I feel pretty good throwing a baseball, though. I can let it rip. The thing with throwing a baseball is, for me, it would be the nerves. Just because of having not done it. You know, if I would just get out there and just, like, if we went out there and just played catch and I was just ripping it at
you. In the middle, if you had a couple of warm-ups.
I'd be fine. But just, hey, here's a ball. Go out there. Run out there on that mound in front of all these people and you got to throw a strike. By the way, don't be a dumbass and try to throw it 80 miles an hour.
I'm surprised you ain't never thrown one at Arkansas.
I never thrown one out. No, man. Hell, took me 25 years getting Hall of Fame. Hell, I could throw out a first pitch. I don't know what I got to do.
I still want to throw one out there in Sugarland, man. It's my dream.
That's your dream?
My dream, not
Daikin?
Well, I mean, you gotta get to one before you get to the other.
Trying to set attainable goals, Ron.
No, F that. He is the number one producer, executive producer in this city. Top five across the country. Top six across the country. He should definitely.
Why did he jump around right there so much?
I don't know. He likes House of Pain.
Well played.
That was good, Tyler Hess right there.
No, Daikin Park is attainable. Hell with that. That like Daikin Park's got to be the dream. Like, what is that park called in Sugar Land? That's got to be the. All right, I'm gonna
Constellation.
Do that.
Constellation. Yeah,
that's
did you really not know what it was, or did you just not have?
No, I couldn't remember what it was. Okay. I couldn't remember what it was called.
Didn't know.
I was gonna call it Space Cowboys Park, but I
Cowboy Park.
Cowboy Park.
Astros Royals tonight, Daikin Park, 7:10 p.m. Nico Collins throwing out the first pitch. Also, the 2025 NBA Draft Lottery is tonight at 6 p.m. 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Rockets, we got a 4% chance to land that number one overall pick, which would be the Cooper Flag Stakes, if you will. Boy, that would be nice. Boy, that would keep things good and interesting this offseason around these Rockets for sure. It'd make the potential trade of bringing in a superstar even bigger. We'll break down, cuss, and discuss all that goodness that is the Astros and the NBA Draft Lottery throughout the rest of the show. But boys, we got to get this Lance McCullers. Tyler hit on it right there at the end, and I love passionate Tyler. I love passionate Tyler because he is spot on. I don't know if anybody out there has heard, but Lance McCullers Jr., he pitched, what was that, Saturday, boys?
Yeah.
He recorded one out in the first inning, gave up three hits, seven runs, all seven earned runs. He walked three. It was not pretty. It was a rough, rough outing. And I do want to get to the thoughts of, boy, how painful is that for the Astros? But before we get there, we need to address one thing that's happened. Apparently, and I did some digging, boys, apparently it was all on social media. There were death threats levied on not Lance McCullers, but I think it was his kids, which is awful. It's worse than if it were Lance. But here's Lance McCullers talking about the death threats. He was in the post game press conference when it came to light.
It's been a tough evening. I understand people are very passionate and people love the Astros and love sports, but threatening to find my kids and murder them is a little bit tough to deal with. So, just as a father, I think there have been many, many threats over the years aimed at me mostly. And I think actually one or two people have from other issues around baseball actually had to go to jail for things like that. But, I think bringing kids into the equation, threatening to, find them or next time they see us in public, they're going to stab my kids to death. Things like that is tough to hear as a dad.
Apparently went into detail, and hell yeah, it'd be tough to hear as a dad, and it'd be tough to exist and go on with your normal life if you're Lance, if you're his wife, if you're his daughter, his kids. Does he have one or two? I think he's only got one right now, doesn't he? Or does he have two?
I think he might be two.
He did put an S on
it
there.
He said kids, yeah.
But nonetheless, a couple of things here. One, a little update, HPD. The detectives within the Major Offenders Division are investigating this. HPD and Major League Baseball are obviously aware and investigating. Number two here, I do want to speak for Astros fans. This is, and in all due respect, Lance, but this isn't about passionate fans. This isn't about being passionate here in Houston. This is not an Astro fan. Astro fans are a lot classier than this. Astro fans got a little bit of sense. We don't all have a ton of sense, but we got a little bit of sense. This isn't about an Astros fan. This is a sick human being. This is an absolute coward that would do something like this towards an individual, much less that individual's kids, over being a fan or a poor performance in a sport. So I hope this, boys, I hope that this isn't minimized. I hope this isn't swept under the rug. And if anybody out there knows who did this or has any information on this, I would encourage you to speak up. I mean, this is about Lance, but his wife and his kids and their ability to live life as normal as they possibly can. And I'm not talking about as being the kid and wife to a professional player. I'm talking about just the ability to leave your house, go to the grocery store, not look over your shoulder, go to the ballpark and watch your team, your husband, play, do the normal things that moms and kids typically do. Like, this changes their life drastically. These are the kind of things that if they would have happened before I had kids, it would just kind of be out of sight, out of mind, move on from. But when you have kids and your wife actually takes the kids to the park and does things like that, boy, this stuff gets real, real quick. So I hope, Ron, that HPD, I hope this isn't taken lightly. I hope they find the coward that did it. I hope they hold them accountable. I don't know what that looks like, but whatever they can do, I hope they do. And in fact, I would, whoever did this, whatever idiot did this, like, I would encourage you to realize how bad this impacts, or how negatively this impacts their life, and hell, turn yourself in and just say, hey, man, I made a stupid mistake. It was piss poor. I shouldn't have done it. It's the only way. Think about that, Ron. It's the only way. They can investigate it as long as they want, right? But unless McCullers and his family know who this is, and that it was just a joke, or it was just taken out of context, or whatever it was, unless that individual steps forward, it's always going to be in the back of their mind like, ooh, yeah, I wonder if somebody's following me.
I get the feeling that what'd you call it? Say coward?
Yes, absolutely.
I get the feeling that coward, when I use that word, don't have the heart to go and do that. Because I would imagine that they don't give a damn that they made them feel that way. I can't see how a person could get to that place and say, well, this is like some sort of a joke, or I'm not like, I didn't mean for it to get like that. Like, there's no, when you say, I'm going to kill your children, that person is not a, oh, I'm going to turn myself in type of person. I don't think that person is.
But here's the reality of it, Ron. Unfortunately, everybody doesn't think the same damn way.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of folks out there.
I just don't know how you could get there.
I don't know how you could either. I don't even know how you can shape your mouth to say those things.
I don't
know
what fastball he threw, what run he gave up that said, yeah, Let me go tell him I'm gonna harm his children.
Yeah, I hope they catch him, man. I'm sorry to Lance McCullers and his family. I hate they got to deal with that. Hopefully they get these cats and get it all handled and squared away where your kids and your wife can live their life as normal as they possibly can without having to look over their shoulder. That'd be a rough deal. Hell, it'd be tough on because Lance, you know, these baseball players spend so much time out of town. I mean, hell yeah, that's.
I hope athletes, because I'm sure it happened a lot when you played. I'm sure it happened. You saw it with others. I hope, because listen, I'll be honest with you. I've not had threats on my life, but I've had people text in or hit me up. I think Tyler may have hit me up to say they're going to come to where we are or something, and they're going to threats to kick my ass or something over my sports take. And I haven't really been, like, I just kind of throw it off. And I've never even reported any of it. I probably should be a little bit more serious about that, to be honest with you, when that does happen. But I hope athletes start to not just keep this in and just say, and let it become a normal part of their everyday. I hope they start like turning people in or going to people about this so people will stop doing stuff like this, potentially. Now, some people are just crazy, but to at least give up, like, if there's a deterrent of, hey, man, hey, dude may have had to do some time, or chick may have had to do some time, because I think most of you guys that play probably just, I'm sure you and Emmett and all the guys you played with, I'm sure you all probably got threats before, but probably didn't really go to authorities and tell folks. I think that should be a thing.
Well, the truth be told, Ron, the access in 2025 to people in general, to anybody, the ease that comes with finding out any amount of information, address, contact information, I mean, any information on anybody is what's so scary. You know what I mean? The instant access to somebody, the instant ability to find somebody's wife and kids, that's what makes this so real. I just hope HPD doesn't take it lightly and finds these scumbags. Yep. and handles them. I'm Clint Stern alongside Ron Ugly. T-Mill is behind the glass. You listen to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. Boys, Mother's Day, how'd it go for y'all? How'd we make out Mother's Day?
Solid, man. You had a good time, man.
I know your birthday was good. I mean, did you reciprocate? Did you handle business?
Listen, man. Hey, man. Kiss and tell.
The show, man. Well,
I wasn't trying to get in your bedroom. I was just talking about on Mother's Day. How'd it go for you?
Oh, no. Yeah, man, it was a good time, man. We had a good day. She said she really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed her day. And yeah, man, we had a good time. A little brunch action. You know, some gifts here, you know.
Yeah.
She went to the movies by herself, which she enjoys to do. I took the kids.
Wait, on Mother's Day, you took the kids and she went to the movies by herself?
Yeah, she wanted to just have, you know, some time with herself. She wanted to go see Sinners by herself. And, you know, I took the kids to the park. We got a little... Got a little ice cream.
Okay.
You know, it hung out, so she didn't have to worry about them jokers.
Tyler, what did them pups get from Megan?
Oh, nothing there, but it was a good Mother's Day.
That would have required you to do something.
Had some... remember, it was weird we brought up catfish on Friday because that's what was on the menu. It was nice. Had a local fried catfish with mom, little brother. Got to see my little nephew, little Mill. And it's a nice afternoon.
Well, good.
It's pleasant.
Good. I got to say, the mailing system let me down a bit.
Oh,
USPS.
Yeah, man. I mean, not too bad. I literally am tenfold better than I've ever been at ordering stuff on time. So I had a couple of not backups, but a couple of other little gifts that I'd purchased before, and I've got. One really cool gift and another one that is specifically for Mother's Day that didn't make, still not here. And I ordered it 11 days in advance. So it's really not on me. But it's
11
still
days,
not here.
That should be enough.
Still not here, Ron.
Should have gone expedited, man.
Should've bro, I did. I expedited the creation and the
so
mail.
So when
I
mean, did you, like, when no did more. You break it? Like, hey,
damn.
Did you have any additional things? To...
Oh, yeah, you know me.
All right. She got something on Mother's Day.
Yeah, let me tell you the one I'm pretty proud of, boys. This one's, and this was a makeup. I ain't gonna lie to you. This was a makeup. This was, I realized that stuff wasn't gonna come in, so I said, I gotta have a little something. She's a big wine drinker. So what I did was I got three nice bottles of wine. Pretty nice bottles of wine. And I wrote a Mother's Day message on each bottle. One from me, one from Liv, one from Layla.
That's nice.
Yeah. And check this out, Tyler. Let me tell you what else happened. HEB saved my ass.
They do that.
Saturday, wifey says, hey, will you pick up my groceries? I got a what you call it? Grocery pickup or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Curbside.
Curbside, there you go.
You always be trying to do sneaky stuff.
Hey, I pulled up in there, and on that, you know where you pull up in there, it has the number?
Yeah.
You got to text them, let them know you're there?
Mm-hmm.
Right below it, it says, text this to this number, $15, roses, 15, rainbow roses, $15 each.
Clutch.
$15 each. So I literally, because I'd already got the wine, I was going to do one rose just with a card and she's not a big rose guy, so not to overdo it. They bring me a dozen rainbow roses out there, T. Guess who paid for them joints?
Tell me.
Wifey. Credit Ooh, card.
Got her.
She don't know it. She ain't seen got it yet, her. Boys.
Great hey, job on your own Mother's
H-E-B,
Day, though.
H-E-B came in clutch, baby.
H-E-B.
All I had to do was text it, and old buddy brought them things out there.
That's the Lord's work.
Oh, hey, bro. Hey, and guess what? Hey, she got up, Ron. I got up and cooked that breakfast. I got up and cooked that real colorful breakfast. It was tremendous. And she seen them, that wine, that card, and them roses.
That she paid for.
Hey, she's over here peeling that paper off them roses, gets out a vase. She's putting them in that vase, cutting stems.
Yeah, loving it.
I'm over there like H-E-B.
Yeah, baby.
H-E-B and me, baby. It was beautiful. And she paid for them. Oh, yeah. Man. It was great. What a Mother's Day. I love you, baby. Oh, and Granny got some Razorback Red Jays, some high top Razorback Red Jays.
She may wear those.
Yeah. Oh, she wanted to wear them last night. She wanted to go to the restaurant just so she could wear them. I said, no, Mom, you don't need to wear your Razorback Red Jays.
Well, now you can't tell her where she can and cannot wear them.
She asked me. First of all, I told her they're expensive. Don't be out wearing them in the pasture.
I hate to tell you.
Did you get ones?
Yeah, they're ones.
Her first pair?
No, I've actually bought her red ones before. Not like these. These are high top. It's the red one, the one she had with the red sports coat on at the Hall of Fame deal.
There we go. That's mine. Go ahead, Linda. All right, coming up, maybe a turning point. Maybe a turning point this weekend for the Astros. We'll discuss what we mean by that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming up next.
Should I say the Astros?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
Got to go to the text line here, 713-572-4610. Clint, that's on you, Clint. LOL, 11 days is not enough. He had plenty of time. I would have thought 11 days was enough.
I clearly
depending on what it was.
It's all clothing.
And then how long did they say it was going
to
be?
Well, I mean, it says ships in 3 to 4 days, and so I mean that gives it 6 to 7 days to get here. The problem is it doesn't ship in 3 to 4 days. That's the problem. I mean, they tell you
that's a lot. Yeah,
they tell you 3 to 4, and then it doesn't. I paid for as high shipping as I could. Bottom line is, I thought it was enough time, and it's on me. It wasn't. It clearly was not enough time. I've been bit before.
Damn it.
One of them, it's inexcusable. It's not my fault. It's inexcusable. I would return it all and cancel it all if I acted emotionally the way I used to. But I'm going to wait on this. And then the other one was more of it's a creative little deal that I got going on that I may or may not have had to make some changes. The artist didn't listen the first time. It was not on me.
And I know how meticulous you are about that.
Man, you got to get it right, Chief. Got to get it right.
Or get it tight.
So one or the other, and they have not had, they have done neither. So we'll see. I'll keep y'all posted, man. Yeah. It was going to be, one of them was going to be a huge hit on Mother's Day. Not real sure. Might fall flat on just a normal day.
But on Mother's Day, it's
Mother's Day would have been.
You needed it.
Oh yeah, but we'll see. I'm married. Well, she'll say thank you and at least act like she likes it. She may stack it beside the.
Okay. No. Bring that back up. I was trying to get that Gary Pettis stop sign in front of you. You run right through it.
Update on that. She hadn't moved it, so she must not have been listening to our segment.
Clearly, and she hadn't brought it up to you. So she was.
Every morning I see it.
Okay.
Every morning, Ron. Oh man! Oh man! It wasn't nothing but 250.
That's something you thought about hard. Through.
It ain't nothing but if you
missed this
in my heart.
Well, we might as well put it up. You missed it. Clint got a gift. How long ago this gift?
I'm pretty sure it was. What is today? May
12th.
I'm pretty sure it was
2025.
It was last year sometime. It's been sitting there.
So a year. So a good year. 12 months at least. It's a gift. It was her thoughtful and pricey birthday.
November the 15th was her birthday. No, so it's been there that long.
Yeah. So a thoughtful, yet for me, pricey gift. $250. Thoughtful gift that is just sitting right there in the same spot he sees every day.
I may be stretching. Maybe it was Valentine's Day, so maybe it's been 3 months. But nonetheless,
that's a big difference, Clint. Than like
3 months
that,
or 6 months
or felt like it was over a year.
I feel like it's been over a year, but I'll have to look back. I can look at my receipts. But it is a beautiful piece of art.
Just sitting there looking at you every day.
And boy, I thought she loved it, man. And it is slid beside the bar, beside a little bar area with about two or three other pictures that aren't hanging on the wall. Right there in the dining room. Every morning when we eat breakfast, man, I walk right by it.
Mm.
Hard-earned money in my heart, right there on the floor.
Okay. All right. You don't have to. Yeah, let's get off this. I mean, you're in a tough place for me. Like, you're not only in a place where she could be listening. She's got a lot of henchmen that could be listening to and reporting her.
I'm thinking about confronting her about it.
Candace Parker.
They got you.
Those henchmen of hers. Huh? Henchmen.
I'm thinking about confronting her about it.
Well, okay. I think maybe confronting her about it than laying it out right here every day. That might be a better thing.
Confronting private
every day. Nothing but my heart. And my hard-earned money on the ground every
right
day.
There.
That's probably not it.
I see it.
Well, the Astros, they took 2 of 3, did what they needed to do against the Reds over the weekend. But could be a turning point here, Clint. When you look at two guys I know you have spoken about a lot saying, hey, man, these dudes, they got to pick it up. And that is Christian Walker and Yiner Diaz. And they had big series that you could look and say, all right, is this the turning point? And they've been swinging it pretty good, but is this the turning point to where they take off and get to a place that I think the expectations are? And that is those guys to be, 4 and 5 in the lineup behind Altuve and Alvarez to really get the best that they can out of this lineup. Because if those two guys aren't hitting, those are the two other proven guys in the lineup that you feel most comfortable about, and they have struggled big time this year. Well, over the weekend, Christian Walker goes 5 for 10 with 2 walks, had a hit by pitch. Yesterday, he had a sac fly as well over the weekend. He had 5 RBIs, hitting .500, which is big time. Diaz behind him, 5 for 13, had a walk as well. Big home run, big 3-run shot he hit the other day, hit yesterday, and 5 RBIs. Clint, that is exactly what they need from this team, because these are the guys that you most look at around. Maybe you throw Paredes in there, but I would probably put these two ahead of Paredes and Pena. But these are the two guys that you look at the most outside of Yordan and Alvarez. I'm sorry, that's the same person. Outside of Yordan and Altuve and you say to yourself, I believe those two can be sustainable. I believe those two, that I can look at them and say, all right, if they get hot, it's a real thing. Not a Jake, you over there saying, all right, man, just give me mid-May.
Yeah.
Or whatever that is to Tyler. Give me a little, just hang in there. Just hang in there.
Yeah, Ron, look, I think all the guys you mentioned are on a different level than Zach DiZinzo, Cam Smith, Jake Myers, unfortunately still not in the category, Brendan Rodgers, Mauricio Dubon, you know, all of those guys. Chaz ain't even in that mention. You know, I mean, those guys, the supporting cast, if you will, the others, if you will, you got to get something from them. But boy, when you do, you feel like you're going to be unbeatable, not just in the running, right? I think Christian Walker is you know, he's one that has no excuse, right? Really, to be honest with you, Pena, Yainer Diaz and Christian Walker, all three of them have no excuse.
You put Pena in that group?
Yeah. Look, here's what I do, in my opinion, this is where I'm at. Like Christian Walker, there's no excuse. You were brought here to do something that you've done before. We have PTSD because of what's gone on with the first base position since Yuli's, you know, next to last year. Like, it's unacceptable for him to not come in here and perform at an average level, whatever his average is. The other two have to play better than we've ever seen them play before. I believe that. I mean, and I'm not talking about spurts here or there. I'm talking about they have to take the next step individually. Pena, I think, is doing that with the regular season the way it's rolling right now. Yainer Diaz has some work to do. He got hot this weekend. He's been swinging it well over the last, I don't know, 10 to 14 days. But he's got to improve big time.
Yeah. No, they definitely do. And this could be the turning point. I'm trying to think if I put Pena in that group. You're right. Former ALCS MVP, World Series MVP, and a guy they've put in the top of the lineup. He certainly, to me, feels more sustainable than, the other guys back in there. But yeah, they desperately got, you said it earlier, these are gotta haves.
Yeah, they got to have
these guys for them to be, because you're not going to pitch like this to be able to win through.
Yeah. I mean, look, if Paredes, Christian Walker, veterans that were brought in here don't do what they were brought in here, expected to do when they came in here, then the Astros aren't going to win. If Pena and Yainer Diaz don't take the next step and be a more well-rounded hitter, whether that's for average or adding power or whatever it may be, then the Astros aren't going to win. I mean, you can't win on Alvarez and Altuve alone. The rest of these guys have to step up, and that middle tier of guys, they're gotta haves this year.
Speaking of gotta haves, do you think the Texans are still viewed by the NFL as, I mean, we gotta have these guys as one of our premier teams being watched in our big games? We'll discuss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's that coming up next?
Let's get it on, baby.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. Big one tonight as the Astros and the Royals get going in a 3-game set. We'll also give you the latest here on the injury front with the Astros. Some good, some really, really good. Yordan Alvarez will give you an update on that coming up in 5 o'clock fire. And Altuve is in the lineup. We'll give you the full lineup coming up, but he is indeed in the lineup today, back from missing 2 games with hamstring tightness. So we'll let you know the latest about that. Clint, this will be something that's big during this week. We will find out the Texans schedule. We will find out who they're playing, when they're playing, where they're playing, what stretch they may have that is going to be potentially the one. You know, it's always one or two each year where there's a stretch where you're like, ooh, that's the one you gotta look at, that grouping of games they have to play. So we'll get all of that coming up. We already know the teams, but we'll find out the order and the times, and we'll find out how many of those primetime games they're going to get, because we know the first two of the year. We know the Eagles will host the Cowboys, and the Chiefs will play the Chargers. That Chiefs-Chargers game will be Friday, September 5th from Brazil, and the Eagles will host the Cowboys as they are the Super Bowl champions. They'll have their ring ceremony and banner night or whatever there as they host the Cowboys to kick off the season. By the way,
Eagles-Cowboys on Thursday night.
Those are a couple of good matchups. Ain't
yeah, yeah, yeah.
A couple
yeah,
of divisional matchups.
I mean, the Super Bowl champ versus this, this Cowboys offense that has Pickens now. That
they've made some changes.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's one of those where, you know, that's a monster game just to kick this thing off. That's going to be fun to watch.
You can learn a lot about a lot of people. You can learn a lot about old Booker as he'll face them. Them big fellas in the inside, Jordan Davis and Carter. That'll be fun to watch that. See him right off the bat. See Pickens and all that. But yeah, this will be a fun one to get going. But you know what that had me thinking. That's why I said this on the tease. Is I truly wonder how the NFL kind of views and looks at the Texans. Because last year coming into it, and I think the Washington Commanders are going to get a lot of this. I think Green Bay got a lot of this last year too, with how Jordan Love came on and won, you know, a playoff game just like the Texans did. And we saw them really, really become a go-to spot. Now, I don't know that they're going to be the Cowboys or the Chiefs or the Eagles in terms of, you know, those teams are going to probably be around the most teams, maybe some of the New York teams as well. But last year, they got six standalone games. Six games where they were the only game happening, Thursday nights, Sunday nights. They had those Saturday games, that Christmas Day game. They had six standalone games. I don't know if I think the NFL views the Texans, Clint, in the, six is up there with putting them on the only show in town. I don't know if they view the Texans quite that way again this year.
I can't wait to see. I mean, it sure feels like to me that a lot of the shine has worn off with the Texans, which would be it's understandable, right? You went from D'Amico Ryan's first year up for Coach of the Year. You went from having Rookie of the Year on both sides of the football with C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson. And so, you know, coming at 110 games, new guy on the block, and then the second year, you know, you still win 10 games, but it doesn't go according to plan. You end up having to fire your offensive coordinator. You end up cutting ties with Laremy Tunsil. You know, Diggs getting injured. So I do wonder how much of the shine is worn off on this team, which I think particularly for me personally is on the offensive side of the ball. The shine that is on the team, the shine that was on C.J. Stroud seems to be significantly less this year than
you
what
think
it was.
Significantly?
Yeah, I do. I think three is the right number in the context of what we're discussing here with primetime games. I think we see three with the Texans this year instead of six.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be six. And I think naturally you got to look at, all right, well, what are the other teams? Like, what teams do you think jump the Texans of becoming more interesting, right? I think Washington is probably a team that a lot of people have interest in. I do think the division hurts the Texans because there's just, like, if Trevor were better and the Jags were better or yeah. Anthony Richardson were better and they were better, I don't know that, ooh, the matchup of the number one pick, Cam Ward's going to reel it in. So that hurts them a bit because you can look at it like those first two games, those are division rivals. You can see it, Mahomes versus Herbert. Like, you thought there could be the Stroud versus, you know, Trevor, but Trevor's kind of dropped off, and I don't think he's viewed the same way. And to your point, CJ may have a small drop. I do think they have enough quarterback matchups to where I think Mahomes and him could be a game that is on, you know, national TV. Right, Baker is in there. It could be an interesting one. They play Josh Allen, who they beat last year. Could be interesting. Lamar, maybe they stay away from that game. Those haven't been great football games lately between them. But I think there are enough quarterback matchups where we can, you know, there could be a storyline and you could see them going up against them.
Yeah.
But
you know, that's the other thing, Ron, with the whole thought of the shine, you know, shrinking significantly. I think it's significant, but we'll see what nationally they think. I wonder, with D'Amico Ryans being the head coach and the moves they've made on the defensive side of the football, I wonder if the matchup they're looking for isn't Mahomes versus the defense.
Instead of not really CJ?
Yeah, instead of the
CJ in the backdrop, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback will always be part of it. But I guess the better way for me to couch that would be, I wonder if the D'Amico Ryans defense factors in and could carry a little bit of the punch for the Texans, whereas you got a lot of these teams, whether it's Buffalo or Kansas City or Baltimore, you know, you got a bunch of these teams, you know, the I think Cincinnati's that way, where the quarterback just carries it all. I think even in Washington right now,
absolutely.
Daniels is in a very, very similar situation that CJ was last year, where, boy, the spotlight is on him, man. Everybody, the eyes are on him. He's the next great matchup for the top guys in the league. I wonder if D'Amico's defense will help pack the punch and keep him in a little more prime time than I feel. For some reason, I just don't feel like it's going to get that respect out of the gate.
We will see. Like, yeah. And I'm with you. I am excited to see how many, because they had that run, man. They had a run. I know they were Sunday Night Football against the Bears. You clearly see the Caleb Williams and C.J. Stroud matchup that they kind of pushed in week two. But then you remember they were on a run where they, in the middle of the year, they played about three straight. Like, I think a Monday night game, a Sunday night game, and a Thursday night game.
Yeah.
I know you remember you had to do post game all night long for those things. And then
late night.
The Saturday games, that thing where they played Baltimore, Kansas City, Christmas Day, and that Saturday. So I don't know. We'll see. Someone says, think the Christmas blowout hurts them for national games this year. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I still think that nationally, CJ is still. I do think guys like the kid in Washington has kind of passed
Jaden
him
Daniels.
Up. But I still think there's still intrigue.
But Ron, it's probably unfair for, and I think we're dancing around it. It's probably unfair for us to hang it all on CJ. Like you look at Daniels in Washington. I mean, you got Cliff Kingsbury on calling the plays. That's whether we want to like him or not. The NFL likes him. He's exciting. They just signed Deebo Samuels. Brought Deebo Samuel in to add to Terry McLaurin and company in Washington. I mean, there's a level of excitement there around him as around the quarterback as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at this and you think like, all right, well, what teams will jump? Because I do think they'll get three or four, but if you look at it like. I don't think the Titans are a big one, but I do think Cleveland might be.
Yeah,
I could see Cleveland finds itself, you know, getting some TV games that you wouldn't think a team like that would get in the middle of the year because they may be trying to time Shadur,
mm-hmm.
right? Who's even, you know, bigger than right. So like, you know, but like I'm more inclined to watch them than Tua and the Dolphins. Like, I'm more into...
The Texans,
yeah. I just look at some of these.
I agree with that.
Now, if Aaron goes to Pittsburgh, there's another one. That's one that will jump up. But, like, I'm more inclined to watch them than Denver. That's a good team. They won to the playoffs. So, I don't know. We'll have to see what it is that they view them. But we'll learn. They had six last year. I wonder how much that falls off. Coming up, a little 5 o'clock fire. We'll get you ready for the Astros and the Royals. From Daikin Park. Also, we'll get you an update on the injury front with Yordan Alvarez. And not only is it a big night in the NBA, but some big news coming from one of its stars potentially on the move. We'll discuss that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.